Babe, what do you want to watch tonight? No. You should pick. I'm honestly fine with anything. Yeah, really. We can even watch that digital fireplace simulation for 2 hours if you want. So, who cares if it's boring? Have you even seen that crackling action at minute 43? You miss it. It's the most dramatic moment of television since the Breaking Bad finale. So I doubt it's that boring. Oh, don't think I'm kidding. I'm 100% serious right now. Minute 43 is that intense. See, this is why you should pick. Otherwise, I'm making you watch a recording of a 7-hour train ride from Bergen to Oslo. No, nothing happens. It is literally 7 hours of train tracks. And even has an 8.5 out of 10 rating on IMDb. I'm not even kidding. It's supposed to be one of the most beautiful train rides on Earth. And I mean, we couldn't enjoy 7 magnificent uninterrupted hours of it from the comfort of our own couch. Sound fun? No? Okay, well, you better pick something soon or else pack your bags for Oslo. Okay, how about Stranger Things? Oh, come on, it won't be that scary. I'll be here to hold you. Come on, look, I snuck up behind you one time pretending to be the Babadook. It does not make me untrustworthy. Okay, well, actually, it was 2 times, I suppose, but that doesn't matter. Stranger Things doesn't even have any Babadooks in it. Like, I think not. I haven't really seen the new season yet. Fine. We can watch something else. Sounds good to you. I mean, maybe not Chernobyl. It's very bleak, and I'm not sure my soul can really take it right now. I know I made you watch Blue Valentine last week, but in my defense, I thought it was a romantic comedy. Because it had the word Valentine in the title. I know they also had the word blue in the title, but I just thought the blue part referred to some like series of wacky hijinks, you know? Like never being kissed. Oh, come on, look, it was a mistake that anybody could have made. Yeah, I guess I could have read the plot synopsis, but those can be overrated and slightly misleading. Anyway, we shouldn't watch Chernobyl unless you have a really pesky good mood that you want to get rid of. Maybe something a bit lighter? Sitcom, maybe? No, we're not watching Parks and Rec again. Yeah, I know. I like it too, but we have seen it 4 times already, the entire way through. Babe, we can't get caught in this rut of comedy reruns. It's just not who we are as people. No, we're wild adventurers. We take no prisoners, and we leave no show unwatched. Well, except Stranger Things and Chernobyl, which are literally the two most talked about shows. I never said we were up to date adventurers, just people who are willing to try something new. What? I try new things all the time. Oh, look, pizza is a staple. There's nothing wrong with having it 5 days in a row. Oh, come on. Besides, you're the one who said we had to capitalize on that Domino's buy two, get three free deal. You know I'm right. You've been here all week too. Come on, we should change our TV watching diet at least. Because I'm not giving up pizza. It's just too delicious. Yeah. What's something new that we could watch? Oh, Walking Dead? Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure that's really my taste anymore. No, it looks fine. It's just, well, I haven't seen it since series three, and it's 8 seasons plus that I have to catch up on, and I'm not sure that I'm ready for that much of a time investment. Look, I have commitment issues, okay? Oh, well, TV commitment issues. I have no problems being committed to you. You're amazing. And you're worth every second of my time, even if it's trying to find something to watch. I've been burned by many, too many long-running series. I just can't do it again, honey. Not after watching all seasons of Lost. Oh, come on, the finale made no sense. What was even the point? I called purgatory like at least 2 seasons in. And then, there was Game of Thrones and that ending. I mean, how could they do that? Yeah, I know I've never watched an episode of Game of Thrones yet, but that's not the point. I've heard enough about it from our friends, and everybody feels they deserve better. Now, are you really ready to fall in love with characters only to watch the writers betray them again? Because I'm sure not. Don't roll your eyes at me. The Lost finale definitely deserves my rage. Besides, I know you like it when I get passionate about something. Especially if that thing happens to be me. Put that digital fireplace simulation thing on. Oh, don't worry. We're not gonna watch it. Just thought, a little mood lighting would be nice. Let's just, what would the kids say? Netflix and chill? Do you mean the kids don't say that? Like I said, don't have to be trendy. Just as long as we're willing to try something new. Don't worry. I've got a few ideas. Bother with Netflix. I promise I'll keep you entertained tonight.